is dealing in via remote. Thai police used tear gas, water cannon, and rubber bullets on Sunday as they tried to stop protesters from marching on the office of Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha, calling for him to resign. More than 1,000 protesters took part in that demonstration. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Finance Minister Rishi Sunak will both self-isolate in line with national guidance, abandoning heavily criticized plans to take part in a pilot scheme that would have allowed them to continue working. The U-turn comes a day after the health minister said he had tested positive for COVID-19 and at a time when the government's coronavirus response is under intense scrutiny. Residents in Venezuela say gangs are taking control of the capital, Caracas. Gang members went through western Caracas's El Cementerio Barrio, telling residents to get out and that shooting would not stop. Barrio residents have been sheltering in place. El Cementerio and five nearby neighborhoods have been paralyzed by an unprecedented display of firepower by gangs known by neighbors as the Boys. Brief clashes erupted on Sunday between Israeli police and Palestinians at Al-Aqsa Mosque over visits by Jews to the compound revered in Judaism as the site of two destroyed biblical temples. No serious injuries were reported in what police described as stone throwing early in the day by several Palestinian youngsters. Australia's two largest states on Sunday reported slight declines in new COVID-19 infections, prompting authorities to say it could be days before tough lockdown measures showed progress in containing the spread of the Delta variant. Sydney and all of Victoria State are under stay-at-home orders after a flare-up. This is VOA News. Flash floods hit southern Germany on Sunday, killing at least one person, turning roads into rivers, and adding to the flooding devastation that has claimed the lives of more than 180 people across Europe in recent days. A district of Bavaria became the latest region to be hit by record rainfall and floods. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel promised fast financial aid on Sunday after visiting one of the areas worst affected by the record floods that have killed at least 157 people in the country over the past days. Iran insisted on Sunday that a prisoner swap deal has been agreed with the United States. The Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman said this a day after Washington denied such an agreement had been reached. The foreign minister said in a tweet, there is a deal and even an agreement on how to announce it. Turkey on Sunday slammed a ruling by a top European Union court allowing the banning of headscarves under certain conditions as a clear violation of religious freedoms, adding the move would exacerbate prejudices against Muslim women in Europe. The Luxembourg-based EU Court of Justice ruled on Thursday that companies in the bloc can ban employees from wearing a headscarf under certain conditions if they need to do so to protect an image of neutrality to customers. Nigeria has put six states on red alert after seeing a worrisome rise in COVID-19 infections. A government official said, urging people to curb gatherings and hold prayers outside mosques during a Muslim festival this week. Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation, is like most parts of the continent now facing a COVID-19 third wave after detecting the more transmissible Delta variant. Two South African soccer players have become the first athletes inside the Olympic Village to test positive for COVID-19, with the Tokyo Games opening on Friday. Organizers confirmed the positive tests on Sunday, but didn't identify the athletes other than to say they were non-Japanese. The South African Football Association later confirmed there were three COVID-19 cases in its delegation, two players, and a video analyst. Britain is backing 15 new studies into the treatment and diagnosis of long COVID. That's a condition that can include dozens of symptoms and last for months after an initial bout of infection with COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.